Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, October 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a half a cent, December wheat up a quarter of a cent, and November beans up a penny and a half. Currently, we have the dollar on the new highs. We're up 36 ticks, trading at 98.68. We've been up to 98.73. Gold and silver are just a little bit mixed. The bonds are up about a half a point. Crude oil is down 12 cents a barrel. The dollar may put a little bit of pressure on the grains, but we've got some pretty good rains here in the Midwest, cool temperatures. It should certainly slow harvest down, which could mean that harvest pressure may back off here today. Normally, on the close, we'd see some pretty good pre-harvest activity with some hedging. I don't know if that'll be the case with all the wet weather that we've got around right now. South America is still a little bit wet in the north, a little bit dry in the south. There are some people talking about the dryness in the southeast being a predictor of a drought next year. The biggest drought seem to move from southeast into the central part of the country over time. But I think it's way too early to be concerned about that. It really looks like a kind of a quiet, choppy day here. You know, we're up against the same things we've been up against, big crops versus big demand. It's hard to guess which way it's going to go here today. If the funds want to cover more short corn and more wheat, we're going to go higher. If they don't, I guess we'll drift a little bit lower. There's plenty of talk about will the traders be able to get the beans to rally to 10 bucks so all the November $9 puts and calls expire worthless. I'd say that's a tough job. We'd have to rally 23 cents from where we closed at 7:45. Anything's possible. Without the harvest pressure and with the wetter weather, maybe they can get it done, but it would seem a little bit unlikely. That's really about it. We'd expect the harvest numbers to be approaching their averages on Monday. I think guys before today got a pretty good job of getting into the fields, getting a lot of work done. So we don't see any real problems there. So there isn't a whole lot of news. We didn't see any export sales out here today. But obviously exports have been very strong. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.